When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Summer is just around the corner, except for the section of your planet below the equator. I believe you call it the mirror dimension. And you're probably wondering how to enjoy this audio production while out of doors. Listen carefully. Begin playing our wobbly creative venture on your laptop or desktop PC. Then, go outside and enjoy your favorite summer activity. When you return, bask in the feeling of gratitude that the podcast is over and rest easy, knowing the story did not advance in any meaningful way. Pro tip, this process can also work in reverse in winter, where you begin playing the podcast on your device of choice and then quickly place it outside. Bearing this in mind, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp.
Who are you?
I'm your host, Paul Business.
Yes.
Owner of the tavern, The Wanderlost. It's also a bed and breakfast. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal that I use to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlust, currently running away from Northeastia, where the king of Northeastia is trying to kill me, here in the magical land of Foon. Oh, Chunt, I'm just struggling with the opening these days. There's this work that's so dynamic. Things are changing. Things are different.
It's good to feel uncomfortable. Get outside your zone, you know? Your comfort zone, to be exact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm a little worried, actually. I just opened a piece of mail that was delivered by a sugar glider. What was that?
I said never do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it had my name written in blood, so I figured it was important.
Ooh, yeah, it was delivered by a sugar glider?
It was delivered by a sugar glider. Do you know what a sugar glider is? You probably don't have those on Earth. It's a squirrel made of sugar, and it just sort of floats in the air.
That sounds delicious.
Arnie, don't.
Oh.
I want to eat it. It's around here somewhere. I'll find it. So, Arnie, some weird news. I got a letter, with my name written in.
Thank you for prefacing it by that it's weird news.
Oh, also, thank you for stopping me.
Yes.
Paul Business, I got that weird letter. It's from Extraordinary Boris, the magical moose.
Hmm.
I've talked about him, right?
Probably.
And he said that he needs to see me. It's urgent.
Hmm.
With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 72 exclamation points.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
You can count that fast.
Yeah.
With accuracy?
I think so. Let me check my work. You're right. 72.
Okay, wow.
Well, how many do you see?
Seems like you're counting the first couple numbers and then just skipping to your assumption that it's 72.
Well,
give me that.
I'm willing to spend 72. The whole episode on this. God damn it.
Arnie, can this piece of mail be our guest today?
I think that literally this episode is going to be called 72 exclamation points, question mark.
Speaking of guests, Arnie, you know our two suits of armor that we lost with the skeletons?
Yeah, Garrosh and Schultz.
Schultz and Garrosh. I miss them because they were such cool pieces. I mean, it just kind of tied the bar together. So I got two new pieces of armor.
Okay.
Say hello, boys.
Hello, I'm Hank, and I'm Tank.
And Arnie, do you want to ask their deal, or?
No, I guess so. We're not really ready for the guest portion of the episode, but I guess I'll dive in. Hey, Hank and Tank, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, doing all right.
And do one of you always tell the truth?
One of us always tells the truth.
And?
And one of us fucks my wife.
Oh, I hope it's you. One of you, just one of you does, though?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it the one that's married to the wife?
No, it's me.
Huh. Surprise after surprise.
Yeah, it seems like he does tell the truth.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Yeah.
How are you doing, buddy?
So, wait, hold on. Tank, that's your whole identity, is that Hank fucks your wife? If you need to know one thing about me, it's that this guy fucks my wife.
Arnie, listen, everyone's complex, okay? There's a lot going on in the world.
If I had the magical ability to eat these two suits of armor, I would.
Arnie, and first the sugar glider, now garbage. Suits of armor. Oh, come on. You're lucky.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
We are lucky.
Ivan's not here. Wow.
I know. Exactly. We're lucky in a way that James Spader, watch your back, is maybe not.
Arnie, how you doing, buddy? I know the other day you were feeling pretty sick.
Yeah, I was not feeling great because I am still worried. Can I be honest? I went from being depressed last week. Now I'm a little fearful. It's really sort of sinking in that one of the most powerful figures in all of Foon, our old buddy Tom Blaine Belleroth, wants me dead. He could be sending hundreds of assassins out to kill me as we speak.
6 minutes in, lots of plot stuff still haven't gotten to me. The hell with both of you.
Okay, sorry. I'm also...
No, I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
Arnie, here's my thing. Usador's here. I feel like he doesn't talk until he's introduced. He can talk, right? We can talk.
He can talk.
Yeah.
Like, usually you can't fucking stop him from talking.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he left.
And he left the door open, although it's nice when he left, you can still hear
that. He left the door open? We're not fireplacing the whole neighborhood.
We're back in the Enchanted Forest, so it's that beautiful waterfall. I love the sound of it. It's so nice.
Oh, yeah. So serene. Just that nice whoosh helps me fall asleep for some reason.
Yeah. But also, it makes you pee.
Oh, yes. Well, it helps me pee in my sleep is what I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
I can't fall asleep without peeing. You know this, Arnie. I've told you in confidence.
Do. Sadly, I do. I do know this, unfortunately.
And when I say I told you in confidence, I mean I told it to you with a ton of confidence.
Yeah, you told me it by leaning over, whispering in my ear, I'm peeing right now.
Well, that wasn't even a whisper. It was a lot of brazen bravado.
That's true.
Oh, here comes Usador. Oh, he's in a bathing suit.
I had to get back here as quickly as I could. Though I rushed off in a fit of pique, furious that you had refused to introduce me, even though you had come to the most important part of our current quest. I have found an ally and a weapon.
What?
To use in our great quest to defeat the mortal wizards of this realm.
Oh, hello!
Whoa, it's a singing sword!
So good to see you!
The singing sword! We haven't seen you in over 4 years, I think.
That can't be right.
Oh my god, well, I mean, that makes sense. I haven't seen anybody in over 4 years. You know what I mean? I've just been really above an oven, like, back at home, with all the butter knives, you know?
Oh.
I hardly recognize myself.
So a lot of parental duties take up your time these days.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Singing sword, are you telling us you're a mother now?
Oh, yes. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I have forged the whole silverware basket full of little knives of my own, which, you know, of course, I love them. I do. I love them. I care for them, of course, you know, obviously, but
yeah.
What a nightmare. I'm exhausted.
I imagine so. Oh. Giving birth to sharp things must be tough.
So stabby.
Oh, yeah, tempering a young blade. Mm. Oh, exhausting. Mm-hmm. Folding the metal, getting the oxygen out, folding the metal.
Honestly, thank you for understanding. I'm surprised, honestly. A lot of people think like, oh, well, you chose to forge these blades, you know, and like, so you should be happy about it. And, you know, I am, obviously, I'm happy. I'm, you know, I love them, but,
sure.
Oh God, sometimes I just have to escape and come and hide by an enchanted waterfall.
Sure.
Listen to the water.
Yes, I headed towards the waterfall and stripped down to nothing but my bathing suit. And as I was about to jump into the cold, bracing waters, I saw there the sword deep in a stone, and I pulled the singing sword from the stone and brought it back here. I hope I didn't ruin it. Was that like a... Were you having a moment with the stone? I didn't interrupt
you.
No.
I mean, I was just trying to have some peace and quiet. Sure. But honestly, just adult conversation, you know?
Look,
just
parents get stoned too, you know? Parents get stoned too.
We take our breaks however we can get
exactly.
them, you know?
Chun, Chun.
Yeah.
Is it just me? You sort of were gone for like
Chun, Chun.
20 seconds.
Right? Sorry, I just like that you said my name twice.
I know. It is fun to say it that way.
Yeah, he was gone for just 20 seconds, and in that amount of time, he went all the way down to the waterfall. He stripped down to his banana hammock, which I have to say looks great on him.
It's true.
Holy cow.
Mayor Manana, am I right?
I still haven't been introduced in this episode. Goodbye.
And he ran out again.
Oh, I hate to see you leave, but I love to see you walk away.
God, who knows what he's all going to have done in the next 20 seconds.
Look, seven unicorns.
Hold on. One, two, three. Yeah, I'm seven.
Then why are you dressed in full evening attire?
As soon as I ran out of the tavern in a fit of pique, I put on my finest finery, preparing for a night on the town, dazzling with my soft shoe review. And then I found these seven unicorns and thought perhaps they could help us in our quest.
I can't believe you brought seven unicorns here. When you knew I was here, you know unicorns are singing swords, mortal enemies.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
It's just disrespectful.
Well, we already have a guest this week. I'm sorry. Can we? We'll talk to you soon.
Another time.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. I'll call you this week.
That one unicorn seemed really put out.
Well, that's Tabitha. We have a history.
Oh, no, sorry to hear.
I'm so sorry.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened between you and Tabitha?
Yeah, deets, spill.
We both stabbed the same person, and it was... he died, and
sure.
We have no idea who killed him, and honestly, it was probably her, but I'm not going to give her credit. I was there first. Mm-hmm. He was holding me in his hand. Yeah. I turned on him. Pierced his heart, right as she was galloping up, piercing him from behind.
Oh, kinky.
Okay, well, if you pierced him the heart, I'd say that might go to you. That sounds more like a singing sword feet Tabitha than a Tabitha feet singing sword.
Well, thank you, Usador. I don't know. I doubt myself. Sometimes I don't know. I mean, am I really even a murdering device anymore? Who am I?
Sing it. Sorry, it's just been...
That's right.
It's been so long. It's been so long since we had you on. I don't mean to make you dance, but I've missed her voice. She has the most beautiful voice in all of Foon.
Oh, stop.
We don't know. Here's the thing. We keep calling you Singing Sword, but I know that was a different time in your life. That was almost half a decade ago. Do you still sing and entirely impromptu songs that you've been forced into?
Anytime I sing... My children are like, Mom, stop. You're annoying us. Mom, enough.
Yeah.
Sing Let It Go.
From my experience, children aren't impressed by musical improv.
Oh, Ani, do you know the Foonish song Let It Go?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it way too many times.
You have?
Yeah, but I'd love to hear
it
again.
Well, then sing it for us.
No, let it go, let it go.
What?
This reference is almost 20 years old.
The fuck
old.
Are you let talking about? What? Arnie, it goes like this. When you're sliding into first, then you feel something burst. Let it go.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm. So, Singing Sword, I mean, adult conversation is just so swell. Mm-hmm. But song is something that, the three of us have not been graced with in some time.
Yeah.
Could we perhaps call upon you to sing us a little ditty?
Oh, Chant, I'd love to, but you have to tell me what to sing about. I don't have just ballads fresh in my brain anymore the way I used to.
Yes, of course. Well, you talked about being a new mother. You talked about murdering someone, so I'm going to say murdering mom. Guys, what do we think? Murdering mom?
Murdering
sure,
mom.
Sounds good to me.
I guess we don't know what her relationship with her mother was like.
Hey, it just could be a story. It doesn't have to be a personal thing.
It was the darkest night on earth, the day the woman first gave birth. Out her baby popped and said, I have life, I'll take yours instead. That was the murder of the mother. That was the murder of the mother. A tale darker than any other, the tale of the murdered mother. And then it goes, there's so many verses. That,
so it's a lot, it's like an epic poem of a song.
100%, because then that child has their own children, and then the children murder them, and
it's
then
the circle of death.
Mm-hmm. Circle of death. And it's and it happened on Earth. So that's like, wow. Arnie, so you probably know about that song.
It's a very, I mean, it's obviously all fiction. It's unbelievable. You know, it's like a magical, crazy Earth realm. But
yeah, still good. That was fantastic. Thank you.
We would sometimes put that song on when we played Offices and Bosses to kind of get us in that Earth mode, thinking about it, you know. And
sometimes when you're playing Offices and Bosses, which is the role-playing game where you pretend to work in an office with bosses, would you be like, we need some ambient music, let's put a singing sword or something next to the table to sort of like play us, get us in the mood?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. When I was young, that's how I paid my rent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure you knew all the Earth classics, like the one you just sang us.
Obviously, yes.
And I'm sure you knew like some Chumbawamba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And probably... what are some other good Earth ones?
A lot of Wham.
Wham, yeah. That's a good one.
5-4-5-ting.
What was that, Chuck?
It's like a countdown.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure it was 5 for fighting?
It's a countdown backwards. 5-4-5-ting. Right?
Yeah, 5. That's right.
That's one of my favorite things that giants chant. 5-4-5-ting.
Well, Arnie, they might be giants. We don't know. That's true. You can't just say giants. If we haven't seen them, there has to be a general consensus, right?
That's true. That's true.
What else can we get her to sing?
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break.
Okay. We'll go to break, but as we go to break, Ernie, Paul Business, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. As we go to, taking us to break, singing a sword, do you mind telling us the names of your butter knives?
Yes, I would love to. There are 72 of them. And so... The first one is Stabby, the oldest. Then the twins, Pierce and Brosnan. Ooh. And then their little sister, Slice.
We should probably slowly go to break.
I had a series of triplets. One Spoon, Fork, and Spork. And they're very dumb. They're dull. They're not.
John, I don't think we're ever going to go to break. I think we're going to listen to all 72 of these.
Do we not have fade capabilities? Arnie, fade capabilities?
I can't believe we're at the first break and I haven't been introduced yet. I'm out of here.
Darren and Chuck.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today. Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So, Singing Sword, last time we saw you, you were still sort of in the mix. You were bouncing between Jack Vorpal, the Bandit King.
Yes.
You know, what led you to sort of disappear a little bit from fighting life and sort of, you know, start this new life for yourself?
Well, you know, I didn't. At first I thought, okay, I'm going to have a tiny knife, right? Like, oh, sure. I can still be who I am. Mm-hmm. I can keep murdering, battling, you know, I'll still be me. Yeah. And what you learn pretty quickly is, you know, it changes you. It just changes you. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go out. I was up all night with the kids, and I just wasn't, it's not, I could battle, but I found myself just less interested, you know, mm-hmm. although now I miss it. Oh, God, I miss it.
Sure.
I just dream of...
When is the last time you killed someone? Was it Tabitha?
Well, Tabitha was just here, Arnie.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's old. That's, you know, that's in my youth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because she's staring through the window right at you. Making dirty horse eyes. Or unicorn. Unicorn.
Or little horn tapping the glass. Drawing attention to herself. Tabitha just needs attention. You know, she can't just be a horse. She has to walk around winning.
Fucking unicorns. They can't just be a horse.
Why can't they just be a horse?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just a sword.
I ran out of here in a fit of pique, since I still hadn't been introduced. And I was about to put on this ballerina costume and do a beautiful dance on top of the Sugar Plum Mountain nearby. But when I found these butter knives, who have no parents...
Hey, Mom, we've been looking for you everywhere. Mom, where'd you go?
Yo, Mom, you can't just leave us out there. We can't fend for ourselves.
Mom.
Ooh, yeah, this is... Oh. I can see where this is a little overwhelming.
Yeah, these knives really want your attention.
Oh. Do you need to take this, or...?
Isidore! Babies, what are you doing here? I told you to stay at home, and Mommy would be home soon.
Sorry, they were right by the Sugar Plum Mountain, and they didn't have any sort of parental supervision, and I just thought it best to bring them back to this bar where alcohol is served.
Jack!
Isidore, how often do you just, like, barge into people's homes, grab children, and take them to a bar?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm barging in. I would say that there's usually an open invitation for me to, take a foundling child, or just a regular child, and give it an opportunity to join my quest, show the child what a wonderful life it can be to live the questing life a couple times a week. That's it.
Hey, Mom, I want to live a questing life.
Oh, that must be Stabby. Sounds old. Are you Stabby?
How'd you know? I'm Stabby.
Oh, your mother talks about you all the time.
Watch out what you say.
Oh, whoa.
Hey, Stabby.
Oh, well, it just kind of tickles when he... It's not really cutting anything. Okay, buddy, here you go. Back into the pile.
Stabby, please, these are my friends.
Yeah.
I apologize. They...
No.
No, they're just... I can't control them. I thought, you know... I thought of myself as a powerful being, you know, and then you have kids, they really humble you.
Well, you are very powerful. You're a magical sword. Mm-hmm. You are a mother. That's an important power, and you still have the power to kill. All it takes is one. Just get back in there, stab one of these wizards, one of these wizards who's trying to take over parts of Foon. These stupid, mortal, terrible wizards. Oh, how I regret them kicking me out of their order.
Oh,
Usador, who kicked you out? I'll stab anyone. I will stab a bitch.
Well, you see, not so long ago, I broke a magical talisman that made all of the wizards in Foon immortal, and now we're all mortal. And that's why the wizards declared wizard law, and they're each kind of taking over their fiefdoms.
Hey, Mom,
sorry.
I got really bored during that story and I fell asleep and I peed.
Okay.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Arnie did the same thing.
I it's not boring. I'm so sorry. There is a puddle. I wonder. Yeah.
I didn't know knives could pee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that might have been me, actually. I can't sleep without peeing.
Did you fall asleep halfway through?
Everyone got bored during my story and fell asleep and peed. Great.
Hey, Mom, I have badger pee on me. Mom, I'm covered
in
badger pee.
It's shapeshifter pee, actually, and it's actually incredibly valuable to some, so...
Now, young ones, I have to speak to you for a moment. As an authoritarian...
Oh, here it comes.
As an authority figure who you all look up to, do you have to say the word mom so much?
No.
It seems like it might get a little annoying.
Usador.
They're imprinting on him. They're imprinting on him.
No!
Oh, he ran out of tavern again.
Look, most of the little knives have chased Usador out the door, so we might have a minute or two, Singing Sword, to kind of catch up.
I know you're not supposed to use wizard time. They say it's bad for their developing brains to spend too much time a day doing wizard time.
Ancient magical man in a banana hammock. Absolutely terrible for kids.
But then I'm a bad mom because sometimes you just need it.
Yeah.
You know, I can't get anything done.
Look, there's such a thing as too much wizard time, but like, it's important for you to be a happy parent. Like, you need a little bit of space for yourself. So if wizard time is part of that, then wizard time is part of that.
Thank you. Thank you, Arnie.
Singing Sword, do you mind, or do you want me to pick you up and kind of swish you around?
Oh, I would. Would you? You don't have to.
Absolutely, don't have. Do you?
Don't do me any favors, but yes.
Well,
I'm
not doing you a favor. I mean, you.
Hey.
Oh.
Would the three of you over at that table keep it quiet for a while? Every week I've been here, I've been staying upstairs for the last 2 weeks in the B&B. And I'm tired of listening to the two of you talking, whoever you bring in.
Oh, boy.
Fuck, Arnie, we've been calling that guy Silent Salamander. I thought he was, you know, I thought he didn't talk.
Also, this is a good time. Silent Salamander, you still owe for your room?
Yeah, you ain't getting a dime of that, my friend. I've had a terrible stay here. This tavern walking around the whole time.
Okay, Singing Sword, calm down. He's being rude, but he doesn't deserve death.
No, you know what? Okay, you're right.
Singing Sword, sorry, could you song murder him?
I would be thrilled.
Arnie, it's called a ballad.
Oh, sorry. Could you Nick Cave him?
Oh, Silent Salamander, quiet as the grave. You think you're so sassy, coming over here talking brave. Well, I will take you down, man. You're this villain. Just cause you're a salamander, I'm not scared of reptilians. Oh, Silent Salamander, quiet as a pin. I've lost it.
That was amazing.
I was on the brink of death there. Thank goodness I have the blood of puppies and these puppy skulls to bring me back to life.
Oh, we should kill him. No, I was singing,
so
we should kill him.
He's so evil.
Oh, he shattered.
Oh, my God. I feel so powerful.
Wow. A lot of puppy blood on the floor now, unfortunately. A lot of puppy blood.
Oh, now the party's getting started. Oh, yeah, who else can I kill? I'm going to stab someone. I feel amazing.
Tabitha is at the window still. Her eyes are frozen in horror.
She looks terrified.
Oh, she's going down. Oh, Tabitha.
Oh, there she goes. She bolted. Oh, boy. Oh, that's terrifying. Singing Sword, listen, I mean, I've seen you stab and cut people. I've never seen you shatter someone with your voice. You must have really hit a note there. You're stronger than I even remember you being. Have you ever shattered someone before by hitting a high note?
Once. The last time I was giving birth, I did just OBGYN who was delivering.
Oh.
Yes, who was delivering Seradia, my baby, my littlest tiny baby.
Aww.
I don't want to make any assumptions.
What is OBGYN?
Yeah, exactly.
OBGYN? Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. It stands for, oh boy, good, you're near. And so that's what they usually encourage you to give birth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We call them that. Oh boy, good you're near. And that's what they all say right before the baby comes out.
Sorry, are we talking about OBGYNs?
Yes.
Yes, there's a rich history of it here in Funani, where whoever was nearby when you were about to give birth, you'd just be like, oh boy, good, you're near. And you sort of pull them over to you, and then they are honor bound to help you through the birth.
So what you're saying is, when you were giving birth, you murdered an innocent bystander.
Just a helpful person who happened to be... So I try not to let that part of me come out, you know? I regret it.
Well, you've always had a bit of a bloodlust, and that's one of the things that we appreciate
about
you.
Yes, yes, but, you know, I prefer to kill people who are choosing to engage in battle, you know? They are putting their lives in my hands, or I'm in their hands. I don't like killing innocent people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it feels good. Yes, it scratches an itch, but it doesn't. I don't feel good about it, you know? Sure. Yes, I enjoy it, you know, and I fantasize about doing it. But I mean, it's not who I am, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is there so much puppy blood on the floor?
Oh.
We were playing Puppy Blood Mile.
Oh.
No, thank you, Chunt. I murdered a salamander who wished for nothing but a little quiet and to avoid paying for his rent.
He wasn't paying?
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad you killed him.
Seeing sort of, I hesitate to frame it this way, but, you know, in the past you used to have sort of a partner in your adventures, right? And you know, is it difficult for you? Not that you're not enough, just you yourself for your children, but like, do you ever miss having an adventurer to kill with?
Oh, sure. I miss what we had. I gotta be honest, I don't miss the Jack of today. Mm-hmm. I don't miss being controlled by a man. You know, and I miss the help, sure, and I miss the confidant. It definitely makes travel easier. I have a hard time on my own.
Does it?
To have someone else carrying me around? Yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying not having them made it easier.
No, I understand, yes.
Yes.
Being in a relationship, but honestly, I feel more in control of my own destiny now, you know?
Yeah.
And it was the right choice for me. It was the right choice for us. We are, Jack and I are still co-parents.
Oh,
he's in
good.
The kids' lives.
Yeah.
But we weren't meant to be. It wasn't forever for us. It was just for a season.
Yeah. In a way, aren't relationships 90% having someone to hold your handle and take you places?
Arnie, you're right. In a way. Yes.
Yeah.
And Singing Sword, I just want to apologize for earlier when I offered to swing you around.
No.
You don't need me to swing you. I mean, obviously, you took care of matters.
But if you like swinging, that's also fine.
That's the
yes,
fact
if
that
you like
you
swinging,
are...
let me know.
Fuck. Oh. Shut up, Hank.
Wait, I heard Hank and Tank talking outside, and I do have a question because...
Oh, please.
Was it Hank who said that he was sleeping with Tank's wife?
I believe so.
But doesn't one of them tells the truth and one of them sleeps with Tank's wife? So do we actually think Hank was sleeping with Tank's wife or was Hank lying?
Oh, that's a good...
Well, I don't think he was lying. He's been telling me this for several days now.
Oh, okay.
Well, just because one person tells the truth doesn't mean the person standing next to them lies.
Never tells the truth. Okay,
Can I tell you one time I entered a cave and there was two statues and they said, one of us only tells the truth. And then the other one said, and one of us only tells the truth. And I was like, what the fuck? But they were both telling the truth because only one of them did tell the truth.
Yeah.
I think. But that doesn't mean the other one lied.
I once went into a pyramid. And one of the statues said, one of us tells the truth, and the other one says, and only one of us talks.
Oh.
And that part was really confusing.
Wow.
That really messes with your head.
Mm-hmm. But then the other one said, and only one of us is a ventriloquist.
Oh.
That adds up then.
Okay. And then the other one said, it's me.
Oh. Huh. Well, clears it up.
Well, I once went into a level 78 dungeon, and I saw two statues there.
Level 78?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8?
Yeah.
Singing Sword, have you ever encountered Any sort of trickery with statues or suits of armor?
Oh, well, one time I went into a deep, dark cave. I was carried, and I saw two suits of armor, and one of them said, "I am a suit of armor," and the other one said, "I am the knight who used to be inside that suit of armor, and now I got a different suit of armor, but I'm still, so I'm inside one, and one's just empty," so he, but, so, it didn't seem like trickery.
Yeah, except for was the one suit just talking?
Oh, yeah, so I guess that was fairly magical, but I mean, that's nothing compared to...
I mean, you're a talking magical object yourself.
So absolutely.
Singing, yeah. Singing, and talking. Oh, sorry, yes. Talking.
Just because you sing doesn't mean you don't always tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Singing, sort of. I would be remiss if I did not ask. Do any of your kids have your talent?
I try to discourage them. I want them to be their own people and not feel like they have to follow in mom's...
Throat steps or...
Hilt steps,
yes, hilt steps. But, you know, Pierce is a bit of a talent. Yeah, Pierce has a truly, truly extraordinary voice. Unlike any voice I've heard before.
I'm sure. But also, I'd love to hear Stabby sing.
Also, I was going to say, I've seen the movie Mamma Mia. I don't know that Pierce can sing that well.
Pierce is, it's powerful. Stabby, look. Stabby has his gifts.
And they are.
Stabby likes to sing. Stabby is really good at scooping.
What about Spoon or Spork?
Spoon and Spork are so just dumb as a box of spoons.
Okay, here's the thing. Guys, she doesn't lie. She tells the truth.
That's true. That is true.
So Stabby must really have some gifts.
Now, the thing is, if Spoon really got into sort of a battle mindset, it could be really helpful because, you know, if he stabbed him with a spoon, it would hurt more.
Oh, yes. Well, Spoon probably hurt the most coming out. Spoon was, it was just wide, you know, and dull.
Oh, wait, so it came out sideways?
I just assumed C-section.
Yeah.
I don't want any fucking Merlot, Ernie. Sorry, you passed me some wine. I don't want any. Let's take a break so I can calm down about this Merlot.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
Singing Sword, can I ask you, lately I've been worrying a little bit about my own life. Sort of I've some powerful people in Foon sort of aren't fans of me anymore.
Oh, yes. I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, gosh.
People are talking about you behind your back.
Are they singing about him behind his back?
Oh, well, my children are. But yes, I've mostly heard just regular dialogue about you behind your back, but I have heard some.
You have heard some songs.
Because Arnie's songs travel so fast.
I know that this is a question that I'm constantly asking people. Could you sing me some of the things you've heard about me?
Oh, sure. Oh, gosh.
I can start. Mm-hmm. Shit's standing up. This guy, shit's standing up. This guy, shit's standing up.
Okay, this is my fault for asking for this at all. I guess I was just worried about, like, threats and things, you know.
Well, specifically from the king.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's mostly just sort of scathing things about your appearance and your just intelligence level. There's a lot of, it's mostly insults and...
Okay, so I think that I don't want to hear unless it's really a bop.
Mm-hmm. His skin's like a crypt keeper. It's like crepe paper. And it's like, okay. People say a lot of like, why is he so hairy? So much hair all over his body. Like, that's one
that I'm kind of into.
One.
Depends on your proclivities.
There's another one that's like, you know, hard to have a conversation with.
Wow, you're a talk show host. That's a real fucking burn. That's really bad.
Oh no, it's worse than I thought.
Does he brush his teeth? Probably not.
When a song asks a question and then the song answers the question, that's bad.
Yeah. When it's call and response, you know, that's not good.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Singing Sword, this was a song written by Colin Response?
Yeah, oh, yes.
The most notorious of bards, Colin Response. Mm. Wow, yeah, he's a real shit singer, this guy. Ugh.
Oh, Colin? But he calls it like he sees it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's fair.
Colin is someone you can trust. When Colin sings you a song, you best remember it.
Well, I have to respectfully disagree. Several years ago, he rose to prominence by writing a song about how I was a buffoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wrote a song about me called Shift Kicker. Hard to say. Well, Shift Kicker?
Shift Kicker. Shift Kicker.
Hard to say, easy to sing.
Yeah, yes.
Arnie, we don't really talk on the podcast a lot about how hairy you are. I can't tell you the number of people who walk in and they see you and they're like, Chunt the Shapeshifter or Chunt the Badger. And I'm like, no, down here.
Yeah, I've got my beard and sort of a lot of hair. It's true. Yeah. Dark eyebrows.
Yeah. But I mean, your chest, your back, your butt, your leg.
You have the hair on your hands between your fingers.
Yeah.
I think.
Sure.
It's noticeable.
The hair on your head and face, fantastic. Phenomenal, even. But. Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of guys sticking out of those ears.
Can I just get one of those? Can I just give you a little groomy here?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so satisfying.
You know, I could cut those if you want. Ooh, I could clean that up a little bit.
Now, that's an interesting career change for you.
Oh.
Other types of cutting.
Oh,
cosmetic cutting.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I'm not trained, obviously. I think maybe I might have some natural talent, but I obviously never studied it.
Yeah. Singing Sword, you're selling yourself short. Do you know what they call the person who graduates with the lowest grade point average for medical school?
Obviously.
Doctor.
Yes.
Doctor.
Doctor Stupid.
Let me finish. Doctor Stupid.
MD.
And nobody goes to Doctor Stupid.
No.
Do you know what they call the person who graduates with the lowest grade point average from the great halls of Tarakas?
Usador,
wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas.
Don't be our daddy boy.
Known to the dwarves as Zernhook Stanges and known in the northeast as Gaswini's
known to the bakers
Maystar,
as
and
something.
Maybe other secret angel, never know.
Is he a buffoon? Oh, yes, he is.
All right.
Oh, yes, he is. It's so catchy.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
true.
Buffoon, and you live in Foon? I mean, that's rough. It writes itself.
I didn't think I was going to get introduced in this episode at all.
Well, Singing Sword, Is there anything we can do? The three of us, collectively, is there anything we can do? You can stay here in the Wanderlust. You can. It's a bed and breakfast. So if you want to, you know, stay here for a little bit, kick up your feet. We can look after the knives. The three of us raising little knives.
That's what I want you to do. Oh, I want you to do that one. If you could, amazing, actually. If I could just have a moment to myself and you guys just could just do a little, you know, babysitting.
Okay, we could probably do a good 5 to 10 minutes babysitting.
Okay, here they are. Kids, be good. Be sweet for Arnie and Chun.
One through
and
my hand.
Usador.
One went through my hand.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, Tabitha.
So, hey, kids.
Really struggling to try and stab us. Now,
children, I know how much you respect me and look up to me. But I need you to know that I'm also very cool and very fun and very with it.
I'm going to stab you in the butt.
Don't do that. I'm mortal.
I don't know, though. I sort of like the sense of humor of that one.
Wait, it left a hole. Stab me in the butt. Stab me in the butt.
I'm going to stab you in the butt.
Yes.
Chun.
Yes. Oh, I shouldn't. Do you want me to pick you up or something?
I'm tired. I'm hungry, Chun. Can I eat you?
Hold on. Are you tired or hungry? No, you can't eat me.
Wow. What do
knives eat? Rust?
We eat, or we can eat blood, or we can eat, you know, basically whatever we can get our hands on.
Oh, there's a ton of blood on the floor right now.
Yeah, but you like puppy blood?
I don't know if same sort of.
I mean, it was going to go to waste.
Okay, so what else do kids like?
Is this something that we should tell the singing sword about? Like when a parent comes back to you, you have to say your kids ate a bunch of puppy blood off the floor?
My mom just assumes I ate puppy blood. If there's puppy blood around, my mom's like, oh, yeah, Spoon definitely ate that.
Spoon.
You don't have to tell her.
Classic Spoon.
Yeah. I can make you a PB&J sandwich, a puppy blood and jelly sandwich, if you like.
Yeah. No. Wait, I want it on the blue plate. No, I didn't. I want the a puppy blood. Blood.
They're fighting over nothing.
Okay. Now, how about I delight you with some magical tricks? Do you see this coin?
I'm going to stab it in the butt.
Okay, well.
Tails. Tails is the butt of the coin.
That was a rare King Albanian butt coin, so you did stab it right in the butt.
Nailed it, yes.
It is weird how on the backs of those coins, it's actually King Albane's butt.
I know. Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
Keeps it tight. So let's see. What else do kids like? Do you want to hear a story?
Yeah, I want to hear a story.
Okay.
That one just keeps trying to stab me. It's just, I'm holding back its head, which is the blade, so it is through my hand, but it's just trying to push through me.
I can't tell. Is that one trying to poop?
Arnie, do you have a story to tell?
Arnie, tell him like an Earth story.
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa, you've been to Earth?
I have. I'm from Earth. It's another world. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, this guy's fucking Dr. Earth over here. Tell him, Paul Business.
So, once upon a time, there was a woman. She had a beautiful... She just was, I guess.
Why?
Because that's how she was. She was a beautiful singer, but she wasn't really happy with how her career was going.
Why?
Well, because she was part of a trio of singers and, they were singing in casinos and they kind of like... No one was paying as much attention to them as they would have liked.
What's a casino?
A casino is a gambling institution where sometimes they have live music, but if I'm being honest, not that much anymore, but you just kind of have to go with that for the story.
Wait a minute.
She's dating the owner of the casino. What's that?
You told me a casino was something that Joe Pesci gets murdered in.
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because he couldn't keep his mouth shut. So this woman goes to see her, she goes to complain to her boyfriend who owns a casino, but witnesses him killing an informant who's trying to inform on him. That's right. He's a criminal.
Ooh, Arnie, is this for kids? Oh, I guess it is for knives.
Yeah.
Sorry,
so
go ahead.
The camera pans away, so you don't actually see any blood or anything, but you definitely see this woman has seen a murder. She runs away and goes to the police, and they're like, we need you to inform on this criminal enterprise, but we've got to hide you out in the one place that no one will look for you, in a convent. So... She goes to this convent.
Why?
And she doesn't want to be there. Well, you know, because you would think that criminals wouldn't look for her in a convent. But mostly because it's sort of a setup for a fun fish out of water experience where this like sort of brassy nightclub singer has to pretend to be a nun. But
was
then
a fish out of water because it was a flying fish?
Yes.
Good question. I had the same question.
Yeah, great question.
Oh, thanks.
I was going to ask what's a convent, but the opportunity flew by.
Like a fish.
I'm trying to explain it as fast as possible so I don't have to answer any question. She gets put in charge of the chorus? What are they called when you sing in a church?
The choir.
The choir. She gets put in charge of the choir, and she really reinvigorates the choir.
Oh.
And they sing sort of sassy versions, like gospel versions of sort of 50s hit songs.
So there's spells on earth. Gospel. Yusor, do you know of any goss spells?
I don't. I'll have to see this wonderful tale and learn these spells. Tell me, Ani, is there any sequel potential?
There is, but it makes even less sense than the original story.
I think it makes perfect sense so far.
Why?
Is this woman sort of, you know, picking up her habits again?
She's back. She will be back in the habit.
Okay, then that makes sense then.
Mm-hmm.
It is a movie that little knives could watch?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm sure some of the aspects of it probably haven't aged as well as you would like, or you're sort of like, whoa, they let little knives watch this? 15 years ago, but yeah, for the most part, yes.
Ani, what a wonderful job you've done telling them a story. They're fascinated, and a few of them even fell asleep.
Yeah.
But not in an insulting way, in a sort of sweet, they were enthralled by your voice kind of way.
It's just a natural gift I have as a storyteller and an entertainer.
Ani, that was amazing.
I'm sleeping in a puddle of pee.
Okay, well, I mean, there is 70-some kids.
Sean, why did you pee on that child?
Well, there's 70-some kids. My piss isn't going to avoid all of them. Nothing you can do because I'm stuck like glue to my piss. Cut that out. We're not using that. Cut that out.
Keep it in.
Well, I guess that now that they're all falling asleep, we should sneak them upstairs and tuck them into the cutlery drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Once we've tucked them into the cutlery drawer, we'll come back down here and you can tell us all about the next story.
You're getting too close to me. Your beard is tickling my...
Chant.
That's fun, actually. Chant.
Oh, stop. Get in this cutlery drawer. Go to bed.
I want to hear another story.
Ani, do you know another story?
All right. I only bring this one out for emergencies. But I'm going to go episode by episode explaining season one of Fringe.
Oh.
If Arnie breaking down all of Fringe Season 1 doesn't sound like a Patreon episode, then I don't know what does. But I do know that Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. The Singing Sword was played by special guest Erica Elam. Erica is a proud graduate of the Chicago Anything's Possible program. Each year, the program selects one individual who struggles with musical improv, really struggles with it, has many moments on stage where they look like they're maybe being attacked by a swarm of unseen moths, and then gives them a series of free workshops and a t-shirt. The candidate doesn't always improve, as Erica can attest. But as the program states, anything's possible. Here's a plug I don't totally understand. If you're in the Buffalo, New York area between now and May 18th, stop by the Alleyway Theater to see Death of a Streetcar Named Virginia Woolf, written by Tim Sniffen in collaboration with The Second City. Oh, Second City. At least that plug has one name I associate with comedy. I think they have a theater in Brooklyn and nowhere else. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Carlos Silva, Kobe Carroll, Tommy Galot, Stephen M. Gorman, John Air Corica, DS, John Conan, Liam Searcy, Matt House, Teddy, Paul D, Cam Stu, Sir Thought the Slayer, Carl Eccles, Norman Anderson, Dave Dowds, Jim Kuhn, Michael Roberts, Matthew Wistance, Mitch A, Matt Laraway, Richard Roscoe, Galeath, or perhaps Galiath, yes, now I'm really hoping it's Galiath, and Brad Goupil. Patrons get ad-free episodes, a copy of Erica Elam's newest CD of improvised songs called I'm Tryin' Up Here, the entire Magic Tavern back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Benji K. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.